Oh, the joy of group projects.
This is Kinship Radio at Mornings with Ryan and Beth.
Story time, and that's a joy my son Malachi recently went through.
Oh, no.
He's in a cooking class in high school.
I love it.
I didn't know they had cooking. They didn't have cooking classes in my high school.
They didn't?
No, they didn't. Oh. Small Christian high school. We didn't have that thing. Hmm. But he's in this cooking class, and here's Malachi. I mean, he doesn't cook all the time, but we do, so he knows things mm-hmm. about cooking and how to do it the right way. Mm-hmm. He's also very much a do-it-the-right-way kind of person, and so he got assigned to a group, and they all wanted to cook, so he got, like, the hostess role, which just basically when he washed dishes and, like, brought things to them. But he's watching them make these cookies. And he's like, why are they doing it like that? He's like, are you guys looking at the recipe? Because they were like, the recipe's like, put the dry ingredients together and sift them. Then put the wet ingredients together. Then mix them. They're just all throwing it in a bowl. He's like, no. Like, they're like, why is the shortening like really big and lumpy? And like, he's like, were you supposed to melt it first? He's just circling the drain as he watches them and then make these cookies. Like, these are going to be horrible. Well, it turns out they weren't horrible. He said they were okay, but they weren't as good as he might have hoped them to be. But group projects are hard. Relying on other people is tough. But it's good that we can rely on God in every situation, and he will always come through. And he knows how to make the cookies. There. Here's Act Justly, Love Mercy from Pat Barrett, Kinship Radio Mornings with Ryan and Beth.